Well, everybody, welcome to Casper's Corner. I'm Ernie Casper. Today, I'm going to just talk to you about something that I find to be absolutely precious and encouraging. Now, it pertains to a Bible verse in Psalms 27, and it's verse 1. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Now, isn't that profound? Isn't that amazing? When God tells us through this verse, he says, I'm your salvation. Who should you fear? If I'm your salvation, who should you fear? And of course, that is nobody. That's no one. You see, when we start to see who God really is, what he has done, his track record. And God's track record has been simply this, each and every time. He delivers us. He is our stronghold. He is our foundation. He is the perfect fortress in which we can rest in. We can find our strength in. We can find our hope in. He's the perfect encouragement. He has everything in his timing. And of course, that timing, once again, is perfect. You know, it's often when we struggle, when we go through these deep, heartfelt cries out, or these heartfelt hurts, when we cry out to God and we're like, God, are you not there? Are you not listening? Don't you understand? I'm suffering here. And of course, God is doing the perfect thing right at that very moment. And of course, the amazing thing is God knew that you were going to go through what you went through or are going through. And he set up things just perfect so you could be a great testimony, a phenomenal testimony for his kingdom. Now, a part of that Psalm 27:1 is that it says, the Lord is the stronghold of my life. Not the Lord was or the Lord might be my stronghold, but it says the Lord is the stronghold of my life. And he's saying, so I have nothing to be afraid of. Why should I be afraid of anything if God is my stronghold? And how profound is that? And how exciting is that? So take heart in your situation. I know it can be hard to see that, but I want you to turn your eyes from your problem. Turn your eyes from how overwhelming your situation may be. Whether you're recently paralyzed, you've just been diagnosed with cancer, your wife or your husband left you, you're being falsely accused, you're dealing with struggles or you're having struggles with sin. I want you to know, whatever your situation is, God is telling you, I am your stronghold. You know, isn't it a crazy thought to be somebody, you know, you're standing beside a castle, and it's an absolute fortress. It's something that's literally impervious, and yet, instead of going inside that castle and taking refuge, you stand outside and say, look, I can't believe this is happening to me. Arrows are being shot at me. People are swinging swords. This is horrible. My life is horrible. This is terrible. And yet, the gate is open and you have the perfect refuge. And you don't take refuge in that. That's a foolish thing. But that's what fear does to us. It causes us to panic. It causes us to not think rational. It causes us to lose track of what really is the most important thing. And I want you to know that that foundation of peace has been built, and it is designed so that we can run to that. We can go to God and say, God, cover me. God, protect me. Restore me. You are the one I'm going to put my faith in, not my fears, not my doubts, not my heartaches, not all those things that may be honestly an overwhelming situation that you have every right to panic. But the problem is when you panic, you lose sight. So take that moment, turn, know who your refuge is, know how profoundly powerful and almighty and impervious that beautiful foundation is. And you go in there and you rest. Rest in God's word. Trust in his promises. And I'm telling you, he will lead you to streams that will restore you. He'll set a table up in the midst of your enemies. And he'll bring you peace. That's what God is. That's what God does. He's the best at miracles. He's the best at deliverance. He's the best at healing. He's the best at comfort. He's the best at restoring. And above all else, he's the best at giving peace where no peace could ever be found. But God is that peace. So trust in that today. I hope that your day goes with that confidence and with that joy, and know that in all things, God is your victory. He is your helmet of salvation, your breastplate of righteousness, your shield of faith, your sword, which is the word of God, your belt of truth. He's everything. He's your firm foundation. God bless you today and enjoy it.